This is Ozarks at Large for May 29th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. And support also comes from artist Ingrid Gibson, featuring a first Saturday open house at her sculpture gallery and studio in Big Cedar, Oklahoma, on June 3rd from 3 until 7 p.m. Complimentary food and wine will be served. Directions and more information are located at ingridgipson.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Arkansas Music Pavilion gets a new home. Plus, we mark World MS Day, the Flip-Off Pirates perform inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and more.
First, Governor Mike Beebe this morning named his pick for the next state treasurer. Talk Business Arkansas reports that Charles Robinson, the former director of the Division of Legislative Audit, will serve the remainder of Martha Schaffner's term as treasurer, ending in January 2015. The governor says that, quote, Charlie's name is synonymous with integrity in Arkansas government. His long tenure of steady leadership is a big reason the Division of Legislative Audit has the sterling reputation it maintains today. I have no doubt that he will bring those same virtues to his tenure as treasurer, end quote. As an appointee, Robinson will not be eligible to run for election as treasurer. He retired from legislative audit 6 years ago. Martha Schaffner resigned as state treasurer last week amid federal extortion charges.
The Bentonville City Council last night approved spending $70,000 to repair a portion of Wishing Springs Trail that was damaged by recent flooding. David Wright, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, says the substantial rainfall event on April 18th brought 5 inches of rainfall over the course of the night.
In about a one-hour time frame, about 3.5 inches fell. And the volume of water that rode through our creeks literally just ripped out the retaining wall along the Wishing Springs Trail where it goes underneath Highway 71 business, or North Walton Boulevard, as a lot of us know it. So we've got to go back and rebuild that for the safety of our patrons that use our trails, but also the integrity of the structure itself.
Wright says the repair work will take about 45 days while crews rebuild the retaining wall. He says while crews will strengthen the wall when conducting the repairs, 50-year floods like the one that caused the damage aren't an everyday occurrence.
We were already designed to handle a normal rainfall event. That was a major act of God that evening. We're going to strengthen it, but I can't tell you that, you know, on 50 or 100-year events, that won't happen again. At that point, we're fighting Mother Nature.
Because Benton County was declared a disaster area after the flood, up to 35% of the project's cost is eligible for reimbursement from the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
Grace Hill Elementary School in Rogers is working to ensure children's fitness. The school recently received a $10,000 joint use grant to build a physical fitness course on its playground for upper grades. Jenny Reel, principal of Grace Hill, says she and Shelby Whalen, the school's physical education teacher, designed the course to include equipment that children would enjoy playing on during recess. But the course was also designed for use in promoting physical fitness.
Nationwide, it's quite a push for us to try to help our children become more physically fit. And this course, she is going to incorporate in her physical education lessons that the children attend twice a week, sometimes three times a week. And it promotes fitness. It promotes strength and agility. So we're excited about that aspect, but it's still something that the kids love to play on at recess when they just have their free play time.
As part of the terms of the state grant that paid for the fitness course, the school developed a joint use agreement with the city, and Reel says the joint use is positive for both students and the community at large.
We wanted to encourage the public to use this piece because it also can be, you know, used off school hours to create physical fitness in our community. So it is available all through the summer and anytime after school hours and on weekends.
But the playground for the upper grade students wasn't alone in receiving upgrades. Reel says the school's parent-teacher organization raised money to purchase a small rock climbing wall and three other pieces of equipment for the K through second grade playground. She says in the future she plans on writing one joint use grant per year to get more equipment on the playgrounds to help encourage children to be active and fit.
Kai Murley, a 7th grader from Little Rock's Lisa Academy, is Arkansas's only contestant in the Scripps National Spelling Bee taking place this week. Murley advanced to the second round of competition this morning. The Spelling Bee is the nation's most prominent and is broadcast on ESPN. Assistant principal and coach Judith Kneeling says learning how to spell is more than a rote memory exercise.
I know the Spelling Bee is a really good way to boost your vocabulary because when students students come across a word that they don't know, we look up the origin of the word, we look up the meaning of the word, and we figure out how it can be used in a sentence. So it's a really good way to boost vocabulary.
Murley is one of 65 12-year-olds out of 281 total contestants. She says her favorite subject in school is world history, and she hopes to be a cardiologist.
The city of Fayetteville is asking residents to take part in a survey meant to update its information regarding the city's community engagement. The survey, on the city's website at accessfayetteville.org, is intended to update the city's information regarding the amount of participation in neighborhood organizations in the city. The survey is part of an Engaged Communities project begun last year with the goal of improving the city's community outreach and government transparency about projects and issues pertaining to the city's various neighborhoods. The survey is open through June 28th.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals were back at Arvis Ballpark last night to open a 6-game homestand and 3-game series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Nats lost 6-3, making the team 15-34 on the season. The series against the Hooks continues tonight in Springdale.
And tonight, cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be around 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers in Northwest Arkansas. It's a 50% chance of rain tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. Highs throughout the region tomorrow around 80. And for tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, lows in the mid-60s.